In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we continue these services. I read for mutual study from Psalm 84, from second verse until ninth, and the words as follows in Jesus' name. My soul longeth, ye even fainted, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Ye the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in the house, thy house, they will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Abaak make it a well, rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer, give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Amen. This very familiar psalm in very beautiful way describes today this time, in that sense that he was told at the beginning that how amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. We can now with our human eyes we can look at the beautiful nature, very wonderful weather God has blessed us and given us. We have nice place here to gather together. For sure, we ourselves, we have got to stop for a while to listen God's holy word, and we have been able to admire that heavenly kingdom as we are dwell here and make the journey here. We are thy two times been able to enjoy of these gifts of this, as we just were singing, and you swore together with me, agree that during this time, enemy of the soul, he has prepared such a invisible net that has taken many believers out from the kingdom of God, as like we were singing just in the hymn, and we asked that why the kingdom of God has many has rejected and gone away from the kingdom of God. We elder people who has children and grandchildren, how we often many times home in quiet, we think about that how so close and dear to me are they still believing. And then when we listen those bad news that somebody has left the kingdom of God, we will be quiet, that I don't know what to say, what I talk. Come requests for Heavenly Father and prayers that call that our dear children, that a member of our family, ask that friend, whoever he or she is, we remember in the prayer. We in same prayer we say that keep myself as your children, child, let me be protected and remain in this kingdom, so that I am able to be together with you there in the glory of heaven. When I took this text from the psalm, I quote from Psalm 1, that tells like in two ways of this. There is kingdom of God in this world and the kingdom of enemy of the soul. Psalm 1 is said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. This God's portion, it's giving us, dear sisters and brothers, that strength and power, and telling that what we are blessed, we are acceptable for God when we make the journey as believers and put the sin away and living in this kingdom. And in the Psalm 1, it was continued still and said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. I encourage to think that that not myself, probably not so many of you have strength to remember God's holy word and law, but that is also important, that we at least sometimes at home we stop around God's holy word and we think that what God's holy word is telling us and instructing us, and above all we are be enjoying God's holy word that tells us that your sins has been, your sin debt has been paid. You can believe, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. That is the gospel. We get the strength of the gospel. Even as weak, we are lamenting why I so many times I found myself from other issues thinking and doing. Even Heavenly Father has been leading our lives, you know, in my life. In Psalm 1 is told still that how believer it is like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Think about your sister and brother, that it is described here as like in the first sermon of this morning, as we are described as a wine tree that get that refreshment, the water from the kingdom of God. And it is said that his leaves are not falling down, and he's creating the fruit during his time, and everything is going well, what he or she is doing. We as a human beings, we think that how I have many times, if I had to do in some other way, I hope that my life could have been in some other way. But in the kingdom of God, we can be satisfied, and we need to be satisfied for that God has led our lives. And we are able to today be enjoying and experiencing still like in the first psalm, it was said here that ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. And therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. And the last verse, it is said, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. According to spiritual description, such kind of man who is not believer, not dwelling in the kingdom of God, that person, wind is, it's described here that this wind is taking him or her out. You older people, you know what this chaff is. It is in farming activities in the field. Chaff is such, it's the core of the corn that goes away. And in, as a little child, I was, when I was in farming, or this way it is described, that such kind of man who is not the child of God, enemy of the soul, takes like a wind that person out from the kingdom of God. It goes to high and then falling down wherever. It's like a war where it end up, no one knows. So it is, we can say, for us human beings, for man, we should find the kingdom of God and dwell there, as like we are today we have found the kingdom of God and we can admire here. In text we told, where we read, it was said here, how amiable are thy tabernacles. And then continues, my soul longeth, ye even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. When for me, I am a bit older already, and other sisters and brothers same way has got older, we many times thinking this way, that I pray that I get strength to have power to put sin away and dwell in the kingdom of God. And then finally when I receive the call that I can find myself from shore of heaven, and we can, in this psalm is said, we can have a joy already now in living God. We have got in the kingdom of God to listen and again to listen many times with the various gifts from brothers, that how God is impressing himself, how he is coming to our lives. And even we think that my memory is already bad. I don't remember what was talked in the services. I've forgotten what I have heard. Anyway, we always joy. We have joy about that when we get to the services. We are able to meet other believers. And how many times, dear sisters and brothers, you have experienced the same as me, when we have gone to visited other believers, how it is wonderful. There is not necessarily deep negotiation about the God's holy word. Just when you meet each other, there is a sister or brother in faith, it gives us good feeling, and we get strength to continue the journey. Then in the next verse is described in beautiful said here, ye, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. During this weekend, we have heard texts from various places from the Bible. As we remember, they have been they're really nice, beautiful parables. What kind of is the kingdom of God? First, I think myself that kingdom of God is like lamb sheep hold, like Jesus describes in it, that kingdom of God is the like sheepfold, and he's shepherd there, and he's watching in the door of the sheepfold and the gate for that. When we think about the nest of the sparrow or swallow, we can think it's like a bigger nest where mother is taking care of the children and bringing food for children and taking care of the children. But we elderly people who have seen many kind of nests of the birds, we remember for sure that how the children of they go to the side of the nest. They are looking the world around, probably moving wings. It has come to my mind, this text portion, how enemy of the soul today is enticing us believers, older and younger, in his own way, and tells how it is nice in this world, try to entice us and take us, get the sight out from the kingdom of God to the temptations of the enemy of the soul. And we know that sometimes we found children of bird from ground when she was looking at the world from the nest. It describes also believers. He goes enticed by the enemy of the soul to look around and jump away from the nest if there is what is kept well here and it is nice in this world. It easily forget that his believer is in the kingdom of God and listening, and you cannot listen anymore voices from the kingdom of God and gospel. Sin has got increased and you had got sin, and in this way, like a bird from the nest, you get out from the nest, and when you fall down in the ground, it is not possible to get back. There should be somebody who helps and lift up back to the nest, as like we in the kingdom of God, we are helping each others, escorting those who are outside of the kingdom of God. If somebody says that he or she desired to listen how you are believing, surely I think in such you and me, we say that I am poor to tell, but I tell what God gives us in our to speak in such moment. It is sure that we, every one of us, we are able to say that the most important it is that to believe the gospel, that gospel message that you can believe today, all sins forgiven. In this way, we are able to tell. And then it happens that somebody says that I desire to believe in such way as you are telling. Then in text it was said that blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee. It has been talked earlier also, it is important that we remember that blessed, acceptable for God, we are we who are dwelling in this house, in the kingdom of God. And it is wonderful thing that during the summer we have many big happenings and services here in Finland, that we are able to participate in those who more often and all days or one day, and then today nowadays the information is the sermons are able to be heard during the journey in different countries, kingdom of, in many ways you are able to listen the gospel. And we know and we wish that that message from the kingdom of God, the listener, that he will or she will think that he or she desire to be, believe in such in same way as it is talked from the kingdom of God, and everyone has who listen this gospel, that mini gospel, you can believe all sins forgiven. This sermon we say in our sermons that it is important that we tell it again and again, and still we continue this text. Blessed is the man whose strength is in the in whose heart, the ways of them. We have targets, aims. We find from Jesus' teachings and from Old Testament and New Testament that we should make the journey instructed by God's Holy Word from heart. We from our hearts we desire to be His own Son of Jesus, children of. We want to make the journey as we get the strength and understanding. We know that during this day, enemy of the soul is telling us why you are thinking in such narrow way. And then we listen also during these days, nowadays, in the world, people are saying that I believe in my own way. I desire to believe in my own way. God's word, Holy Word, is instructing that we should believe as gospel is teaching and showing the way, that we don't go like ourselves, make the journey and prepare the way and describing that in this way I am believing and this is enough. But we need to receive and listen the gospel from the kingdom of God as it has been preached during these services. Who passing through the valley of Baca make it well, the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion. Like during these days in our homes, in children and among children and grandchildren, there are them who are not believing already of that. I encourage to think that we as parents and grandparents, we many times in a quiet place, we go through the valley of the quiet. We wish that those close family members, that they will dwell in the kingdom of God. But when the enemy of the soul has got won them, we ask Heavenly Father the strength and power that we have something good to say to them. Above all, we ask that, dear Heavenly Father, lead those our children back to the kingdom of God. It is our request, and we can continue still the request and prayer. That I think that here is one place when we go through the valley of cry. Even we are probably at home with man or woman or even alone, and it feels like I am believing and I have got I'm sorry about that, these thoughts come to mind. There is for us the moment of cry. We feel and experience that I have been bad educator and bad spouse and parent, and therefore there are play sorrow of that. But anyway, dear sisters and brothers, when we are able to share these thoughts with other sisters and brothers, and when it feels like it is difficult, we can ask power, give me strength, my all sins and doubts forgiven, and therefore it is nice to come to the services, to these kind of summer services. We can listen, even we don't have strength to lift up the hand, that you can believe all sins forgiven. And also in same way today, you can believe all your sins and doubts, temptations forgiven, whatever enemy of the soul is bringing you to your mind. You can be sure that Heavenly Father is not breaking the unions from his side, and stay with you as support. And this way you can be sure if you are in this journey. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. Sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. This gospel, it is our power. For all of us. It is wonderful, the gospel. Even we experience that I'm so poor traveler, but it gives us the strength and power that we once reached the shore of heaven. And then in the text was say that they go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion, prepared before God. As like we talked earlier, we have received and we receive again one reward or victory after it others. Now we cannot say that I believe until the end of my life, but moment by moment, day by day, we can ask and believe all sins forgiven until that moment. And in this way we have the waves open until the shore of heaven, and that is precious matter for us. And in the last verse of what I said, it is said here, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer, give ear of O God of Jacob, Selah. Isn't it also our prayer today that we are believing, that we ask Heavenly Father that listen my prayer, my request, and that prayer, the first one, that I can get protected in as believer until the end of this feels like from to unbeliever to such kind of who is not have been in services. It's you are wondering that why we are requesting such way. It is our request and prayer. We go, we believe as poor, lackings. We can say many times, but Heavenly Father desire to and take care of us, that we get protected and remain. How nice it is. We have recognized this summer and earlier years that how our closed ones who has passed away in faith, how it gives us strength and power. He or she is already in destination. I am still in making the journey here. We get power that even me, I would like to get also. I desire to dwell in the kingdom of God and follow the instruction from the kingdom of God. And in this way we can, in this moment, and continue believing and believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And you who probably far away listening, you listen some words and again you listen, that in Keuruu, those speakers, everyone after preaching that believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. It is such an important gospel that there are no more important as like messages from the kingdom of, as like many gospel it says in the gospel, John. So has God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son on, so that no one who believes in him will perish. Think about, dear sister and brother, think about the listener, what kind of gift Heavenly Father has given us that we are able to be his children in his kingdom, and we are able to get one day to the, reach the destination shore of heaven. Psalm that I didn't read in the last Lord Sabbath, blessed is that man who believe in you. We in this way we remain believing, dear sisters and brothers, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. This gospel, it is so wonderful, so precious, that we try bigger brothers when we see. It's all also important that we can believe when the neighbor is preaching the gospel. If we haven't recognized that we believe the gospel, we are children of God. And it is today the most important issue, and we wish that we remain as a children of God until end of this world, as long as we are in time, this time. We, speaker brothers, try to remember also and say to you, dear listener, who are probably you are not believing and listening the sermon, still kingdom of God, doors are open to the kingdom of God, still the call is that welcome in the kingdom of God, believe, unbelief, and all sins forgiven in Jesus, precious Jesus' name and blood. When I thought myself, when I came before you, I find myself lacking. Can I also believe my sins forgiven? All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In this way, I want to believe together with you and continue the journey. In Jesus' name, amen.